This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
It's the last weekday where you get to feel like you slept in. Yeah, the time changes this weekend. Really sorry about that. This is Today. And welcome to This is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Friday, March 12th, 2021. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. Well, it is National Girl Scout Day today. So, a big salute to all the Girl Scouts out there. It's also Baked Scallops Day. So a big salute to all the scallops out there. And National Plant a Flower Day. So we've got several days today, but we've also got some this weekend coming up. And since we don't do the podcast on the weekend, I figured I'd tell you a couple of those right now. We've got National Good Samaritan Day tomorrow, along with National Open an Umbrella Indoor Day. Now, you know, how do we combine those 2 days? Well, I had Randy, Road Rage Randy from Driving with Randy podcast on the other day, decided to bring him back to he's got a great way, don't you, Randy, to combine those 2 days.
Oh, absolutely, Russ. I was on the way home from God knows what at the park, and I had my hands full. I noticed an American flag umbrella sitting in the trash can. I'm like, I got to save this. So I run home. I put my stuff away. I grab my skateboard. I hop on, start pumping. I'm like, I got to save this. I got to save this for... Gosh, I got to save this flag. Yeah, I got to save this flag. It can't be in the trash can. So I run over there. I pull it out. I'm like, to my surprise, it's an umbrella. I'm like, why would you throw this away? It works perfect. I did some up and downs on it. It's like, right, this works perfect. Right. I bring it home, clean off the nacho cheese someone spilt on it, put some Febreze on it, and it popped it open. And to this day, it still works. It works perfectly.
I love it. So you're a good Samaritan, a good American.
Absolutely. I just felt that I needed to do my duty as a citizen and save that flag.
I deserve it
to be in the trash.
I don't even know what you do to dispose of a flag these days. You can't burn it because that's going to freak people out. That's what they used to say back in the day, right? Like, yeah, you'd have to burn a flag if it touched the ground or something, like some weird stuff that they used to have.
Now there's a whole list of rules.
Yeah, I mean, there's like the brown bin, the green bin, the blue bin. There's probably somewhere, maybe there's a flag bin where you can retire old flags. It's buried somewhere.
Probably bless it before they get rid of it. Yes. Yeah.
Hey, so tell everyone a little more. I mean, we mentioned your podcast the other day, but I love the podcast, and I'd love to have more people go over and check it out. So tell us a little about it.
Yeah, so I run this show called Driving with Randy. Came to me just me talking in my mom's minivan, and we have since blossomed into this beautiful podcast where I go on adventures into my with my Subaru, and we just talk about life and whatever I have on my mind. It's beautiful.
It is. And it's such a positive podcast too. You know, it puts you in a good mood. You stay positive. You stay like, I don't know. I love listening to it.
I do my best. There's a lot of negativity in the world, and I think people going to a podcast, even if it's just 15, 20 minute episode like mine, just escape from everything. And
yeah,
positivity, it's important to me.
Yeah, same here. And that's actually why I don't cover a whole lot of 2020 events. All right. Hey, we'll be right back with our events for today. You know, I wish for audio I had something like Grammarly. It's fantastic for the podcast. I use it every single day. I love Grammarly. And you know what? There's a link in the podcast description for you to click and you can try Grammarly. It basically, it's like, you know, having your own editor. So click the link in the description and try out Grammarly. All right. It's Friday, which means we need to take a look at what is going on this weekend. All right, let's start out with the big time change this weekend. Oh, yeah. Okay, so we get to interrupt our sleep schedules, and yeah, it's not fun. So we got to change our clocks this weekend. Hospitals actually report a 24% spike in heart attack visits around the United States. Also, car accidents will be up this next week as well because of this time change. Hopefully we can get rid of this someday. Florida and California are both trying to get rid of it. And yeah, maybe that'll get on the docket at some point. And we'll get to just, you know, sleep in all the time, I guess? I don't know. Anyway, Saturday, we've got National Canine Veterans Day. We've got, oh, it was the debut of Uncle Sam back in 1852. He debuted as a cartoon in a newspaper. A couple of birthdays to celebrate on Saturday because people aren't just born on the weekday. William H. Macy is 71 and George Jones is 21. Sunday. Okay, so that's the day we got to deal with, you know, waking up a little bit earlier and all that, right? But Sunday, so you can sleep in. It's Pi Day as well because it's 314. You know, 314-159-265-359. Pi is the thing that we're celebrating that day. It's also National Potato Chip Day, which, you know, I'd much rather deal with potato chips than pie. Albert Einstein was born on that day. Steph Curry is 33 on Sunday. Simone Biles turns 24. Sasha Gray, 33. And Billy Crystal, 73. All right, let's take a quick look at our events for today. All right, we'll start in 1912. The Girl Guides. Yeah, you don't recognize that name, right? Well, no, because you know the Girl Scouts of the United States. Well, originally, they called them the Girl Guides. And that was founded here in the United States on this day in 1912. It actually, however, goes back to the UK back in 1909. All right, in 1928 in California, the St. Francis Dam failed. And it was a damn big accident. It resulted in a flood that killed 431 people. The dam was built between 1924 and 1926 in LA County. It was one of the worst American civil engineering disasters of the 20th century and the second deadliest disaster in the state of California. First is the 1906 earthquake and fire. On this day in 1933, Franklin Delano Roosevelt began his fireside chats. Okay, so if you're wondering, no, it wasn't weekly. He just only actually did 31 addresses between 1933 and 1944. He said, actually, the one thing that I dread is that my talks should be so frequent as they lose their effectiveness. Every time I talk over the air, it means 4 or 5 days of long overtime work in preparation of what I say. See, I put in 4 or 5 days each day for this podcast. I started 25 years ago and I just started putting them together 6 months ago because it took me that long to Yeah, I can't imagine addressing the nation through radio during a war. Pretty crazy what he did with these fireside chats. They've actually made it into the Library of Congress and he started them actually just 8 days after taking office. So I guess, you know, the first 8 days, that's all he worked on. In 1987, Les Mis debuted on Broadway at the Imperial New York City Theater. And they've done 4,000 plus performances. And, you know, Les Mis, I mean, it's great. See the movie, I guess, right? There you go. In 1993, American lawyer and public official Janet Reno was sworn in as U.S. attorney, becoming the first woman to hold office. All right, let's take a look at our birthdays. For today, in 1948, James Taylor was born. He turns 73. Danny Jones is 35. Liza Minnelli, 75. Mitt Romney, 74. Al Jarreau was born on this day in 1940. He passed away in 2017. And Pete Doherty is 42. That's your look at March 12th. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart and we're super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. If you'd like to make sure that we cover something on a future episode, let us know. Go to thisistodaypodcast.com to make suggestions, give us feedback, and see our other podcasts. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ, and I will talk to you, I guess, an hour earlier on Monday. Or would that be an hour later? I hate the time change.